You're listening to SBS News.
The legacy of traditional Egyptian handicrafts has become increasingly under threat as modernisation and urbanisation push these trades to the fringes. Two connected non-government organisations are working to change that. Local businesswoman Rani Asedik founded Jebra in 2008, which sells traditional handicrafts made by local workers, including women in poor urban and rural areas, to customers at home and abroad. Ms. Asedik says she wants everyone to be able to enjoy a piece of cultural heritage.
The Industrial Revolution turned these crafts into niche, luxurious and expensive products. This is normal, but the problem is that when these products became too expensive and only affordable by very few people, they turned into tourist-oriented products.
She says the global demand for cheap goods has decreased the quality of products available to tourists.
Eventually, these handmade products became smaller in size so that they could be easily shipped. They also became cheaper so that tourists could carry them as souvenirs. If a product is defected, the tourist is not expected to fly back to Egypt to claim a refund. Hence, the quality and the progress of the craftsmanship was neglected.
Jebra sells blown glass products and inlaid and embroidered items, among other traditional techniques. The social enterprise also focuses on the promotion of these products to museums and galleries to increase demand. It has already secured clients in the United States, proving positive for its sales, which are predicted to reach nearly 1 million Egyptian pounds this year. Ms. Sedik says she wants to safeguard local jobs, particularly for younger generations.
Our goal is to increase the demand so that we can create job opportunities in and outside Cairo. Hence, young Egyptians could remain in their own societies and would not feel obliged to migrate or live away from their families. If we did not work with people living in Delta, they would end up dying on European-bound migrant boats.
Carpenter Wa'il Hanafi is just one of Jebra's 3,000 suppliers. He says the organisation is doing important work in keeping people in employment.
Most skilled craftsmen are starting to shift to other jobs because there is no market for their products. A craftsman can have work this week, but the following week they might not find any. It also takes a lot of time to sell what they make. In most cases, they end up with large stocks.
Ms. Sedik also founded the Karamar Foundation in 2016, which focuses on ensuring the survival of traditional Egyptian crafts at risk of disappearing. Karamar was recently recognised by UNESCO for its work in safeguarding cultural heritage globally. It has added the social enterprise to a list of just three accredited Egyptian organisations tasked with protecting and promoting local works. UNESCO Cairo representative Nala Imam says the move formally recognises Karamar's efforts.
This accreditation is a testament to the value of an organisation's contribution. It allows the organisation to nominate other groups to be accredited, to apply for funding in order to carry out its own projects, and to host events and activities that can convey Egypt's voice and feature the Egyptian heritage inside the UNESCO premises.
Karamar also holds workshops among the local population to increase knowledge and awareness of traditional crafts and the special skills required. People from all walks of life are getting involved, including those with disabilities and the younger generations too, increasing economic and social development within communities. It's also connecting people with their history. Ms. Sedik's latest venture has seen her hire carpenters to recreate a board game that is said to date back to 3100 BC. It's hoped the revival project will lure more people into traditional craft making.
The Senet is an ancient Egyptian game. It is the oldest game in human history. Both the monarchs and the commoners used to play it. It has to do with life and the afterlife. It teaches people how to live in a way that would qualify them to reach heaven. For ancient Egyptians, those who end up in heaven must deserve it. The game teaches us how to be worthy of heaven. The game has a nice philosophy. It has a fatalistic component that is expressed through the dice, but also a tactical one.